Congressman Chris Van Hollen was at Lexington Market yesterday, reminding people to vote. But with just 5 days until Election Day, WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that some of the market's lunchtime customers were still not sure whether they would.
While waiting for a slice of veggie pizza at Italian Stallion Pizzeria, Van Hollen struck up a conversation with Ronald Tazewell. The West Baltimore resident wanted to know what the Democratic Senate hopeful plans to do for black communities like his. Van Hollen told him he has been working closely with the city's African Americans.
On schools, more funding for community schools, trying to get after school programs.
But Tazewell wasn't convinced.
I see nothing but schools being closed down. I see an increased police presence, but not where it's needed.
One of the things we're working on is trying to make sure there are more community policing in the city.
We need to have a buffer between the community and the police.
That means developing better relationships so that the police are making sure that they respect the communities that they're sworn to protect and that they have a good relationship with the community.
Tazewell said he probably won't vote.
We need to have the people that's affected by these issues running for change in these issues. And that's not what I see. So until I see that, I'm not voting.
Patricia Patterson and Calvin Johnson shared some of that cynicism. As the couple spoke, their three-year-old son sat perched on Johnson's shoulders.
I've never voted before. The world is going to be the world, however it is. I don't think a president will affect me per se.
For her part, Patterson says she has voted in the past. She did in 2008 for President Obama, but this year she doesn't plan to.
Well, I honestly feel like this whole election thing is just a little not interesting to me, and I'm more focused on my family and just enjoying each day.
For those who do plan to vote, today is the last day for early voting. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Maryland's early voting centers will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. Election Day itself is Tuesday, November 8th. That's Tuesday of next week.